The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 29. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on May 6th, 2015, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Bhaktaram Jagatapasam
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram
Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Gatvamam Shantam Richtati Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Yatvamam Shantam Richchati.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Purport. The conditioned souls within the clutches of the illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world, but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this: Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because He is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad 6-7, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are His subordinates. One can attain peace, perfect peace, only in complete Krishna consciousness. This fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga is a path leading to Bhakti Yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute, and the perfection of his consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya illusion due to the desire to lord it over Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter, for it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which in every respect helps one control the senses and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And one who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling the above-mentioned passions, remains factually in the transcendental stage, or Brahma Nirvana. The Eightfold Yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There is a gradual process of elevation in the practice of yam, niyam, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life. So, we are so fortunate to be blessed by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Taigi, mum taip pasisekė, kad mus palaimino dieviškoji malonė Srila Prabhupada.
Were it not for His mercy, we would be completely lost in the cycle of birth and death.
Jeigu ne jo malonė, tai būtumėm visiškai pasiklydę gimimo ir mirčių rate.
There were so many editions of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yra daug Bhagavad Gitos vertimų.
But not one of them could make even one devotee.
Bet nei vienas iš jų nesugebėjo padaryti bent vieną atsidavusį.
I also read another edition of the Gita, two other editions. But the idea of being a devotee did not manifest. Simply I understood, well, you have to rise and fight the battle. But the idea of surrendering to Krishna, that wasn't manifest.
Bet ta mintis, kad atsiduoti Krishnai, ji nebuvo atskleista.
So without surrender, what is to Krishna, what value is your life, actually?
Ir neatsidavus Krishnai, tai kokia vertė yra jūsų gyvenimo?
Without surrender to Krishna, you're nowhere.
Neatsidavus Krishnai, esate niekur.
Doesn't matter how big your position may be.
Nesvarbu, kokia padėtis didi.
You may be a prime minister, or a billionaire, or a famous singer or writer.
Ar būsite premjeras, ministras, ar žymus dainininkas, rašytojas.
But if you're not surrendered to Krishna, you're nowhere.
Neatsidavęs esi Krishnai, tai niekur toli nenueisi.
You're simply enjoying a little of your past karma, that's all.
Tiesiog mėgaujasi nedidelę dalim savo praeities karmos.
And your past karma is, your past pious karma exhausted?
O kai praeities gera karma pasibaigia.
Punar muzika bhava. Again you become a mouse.
Ir vėl tampate pelė.
You know the story of the mouse?
Aš žinau šitą istoriją apie pelę.
You all know the story of the mouse?
Visi žino šitą pelę, istoriją.
Yeah, the little mouse, he was having a hard time.
Ir buvo maža pelė ir jie turėjo sunkumų, problemų.
Because every time he came out of his mouse hole to try to get something to eat,
nes tik įėjęs į namą ir ieškodamas kažko užvalgyti.
The cat was ready.
Jos laukdavo katinas.
To pounce on the poor little mouse.
Ir buvo pasiruošęs pagriebti mažą pelytę.
He was getting rather hungry in his mouse hole.
Ir jisai pelė pradėjo alkti.
But one day when the cat was gone,
bet vieną dieną, kai katės nebuvo,
he took the opportunity to make a mad dash for the hut of the yogi.
Jis pasinaudojo progą ir kaip pamišęs nuskrido prie savo maisto.
So he went to the yogi and he said, "My dear yogi, I'm greatly tormented by the cat."
Ne prie maisto, tiksliau prie vieno jogo, ir jisai tam jogui pasiskundė, atsiprašau, mane kankina viena katė.
Is there something you can do to save me from this torment?
Ar yra kažką, ką tu galėtum padaryti, kad išgelbėtų mane nuo šitos kančios?
So the yogi said, "Well, yes, there's something I can do."
Ir jogas sako, žinoma, galiu kai ką padaryti.
I can turn you into a cat.
Galiu paversti tave į katę.
Just see how powerful the real yogi is.
Ir galim matyti, koks tikras jogas iš tikrųjų yra galingas.
Now these people, they go to the yoga studios, they do a few asanas.
Dabar populiaru eiti į jogos studijas, kelias asanas atlikti.
They sit in a lotus posture and chant Om for 10 minutes.
Sėdi lotoso padėtyje, kartoja Om 10 minučių.
They think, "Ah, yes, now I am a yogi."
Dabar aš jau jogas.
But they have no siddhis.
Bet jie neturi siddhi.
The real yogi, he has siddhis.
Tikras jogas, jis turi tas siddhi.
He can turn a mouse into a cat. That is yogi.
Jis gali paversti pelę į katę. Tai va, toks galingas yra jogas.
So he did that. He turned the little mouse into a cat.
Jis taip ir padarė, pavertė tą mažą pelę į katę.
Now the cat is very happy. Oh yes, now the cat will not bother me.
Ir katė labai patenkinta. Dabar mane katinas jau nebekankins.
So he goes heading back to his abode.
Ir jis grįžta į savo buveinę.
But on the way he met one dog.
Bet pakeliui susitiko šunį.
And the dog chased him up a tree.
Ir šuo nubijo ją į medį.
The dog can't climb the tree, but the cat can climb the tree.
Šuo negali užlipti medį, bet katė be problemų.
So he's in anxiety. When will this dog go away and leave me? I'm being tormented now by the dog.
Ir jisai katė pergyveno, kada tas šuo išeis ir galėsiu aš iš čia išeiti.
So finally the dog got tired of harassing him and he went away. So now he made again another mad dash to the house of the yogi.
Ir šuo galiausiai pavargo, kai būti katina ir nuėjo. Ir tada, kai pamišęs katinas, vėl nubėgo pas jogą.
My dear yogi, now I'm being tormented by the dog.
Brangus jogė, dabar man jau pradėjo kankin šuo.
What to do?
Ką daryt?
The dog is now bothering me.
Dabar šuo mane kankin.
He said, "Well, if you like, I can turn you into a dog."
Jogas sako, "Nu, jeigu nori, aš tave galiu paversti šunį."
Oh yes, yes, turn me into a dog.
Taip, taip, paversk į šunį.
Poof, now you're a dog.
Ir vienu judesiu paverti į šunį.
So now there's no problem at all, you see.
Ir dabar problemos nėra.
The cat will not bother me.
Kad jiem manęs daugiau nebekankins.
The dog will not bother me.
Ir šuo nebekankins.
So now he heads out again.
Ir vėl jisai išeina.
But there happens to be a tiger coming into the village looking for a dog or a cat to eat.
Bet susitinka tigrą, kuris ieško kokio nors šunio ar katės, kad suvalgyti.
So again he runs back to the house of the yogi.
Ir vėl jis nubėga pas jogą.
There's a tiger in the village.
Ir šaukia, yra tigras kaime.
What can I do?
Ką man daryti?
So the yogi said, "Well, I can make turn you into a tiger."
Ir jogas sako, galiu tada paversti tigrą.
Yes, yes, do them.
Taip, prašau paversti.
Tiger.
Ir tigras.
So the tiger animal, he is very powerful animal.
O tigras jis labai galingas gyvulys.
He can pounce on anything and eat it.
Jis gali užšokti ant bet ko ir suvalgyti.
But by nature's way, there's a little bird in the forest.
Bet taip jau gamtos sukurta, kad kaip mažas paukščiukas miške.
The bird goes, "Peju, peju, peju."
Ir paukščiukas kvaksi.
Whenever the tiger goes on his lunch break,
kai tik tai tigras pradeda medžioti savo pietus,
the little bird, "Peju, peju, tiger on lunch break, tiger on lunch break."
Tas paukščiukas praneša visiems, kad tigras išėjo pietų ieškoti.
Everybody heads for the hills. There's a mass exodus from the jungle. And the tiger goes, what kind of jungle is this? There's no animals here. Only a few birds up in the flying around. I don't see any animals here. What's going on? The tiger gets pretty hungry. But now the tiger is sitting in his hut. With a nice plump looking yogi sitting in front of him. And so the tiger, he gets this idea. The yogi is no dummy. The yogi can read the mind of the tiger very easily. So that the yogi says, so, you want to eat me? The tiger says, yes. So the yogi says, Punar muzika baba, again you become a mouse. So that's now he's a mouse again, and that's it. So you may advance yourself by your karma. You may become a big, big tiger-like human being. With many followers. Very famous. With a lot of money. But as soon as you burn off all your past pious activities, Purna Muzika Bhava, again you become a mouse. So the intelligent thing to do is not to remain in this material existence. Take the mercy of Krishna, which Prabhupada is bringing, which the bona fide spiritual master is bringing to you. He is giving you a free airline ticket for the next flight to Goloka Vrindavan. It comes complete package with a visa also. All you have to do is pay one simple price. Shraddha. Faith. You must put your faith. If you put your faith in the spiritual master and accept the ticket he's giving you, then all your problems are finished. But if you remain proud and puffed up, thinking, well, I don't need any help, I'm very intelligent, I'm very good looking, I'm very strong, I'm very wealthy, I'm also very renounced, so I don't need any help. Well, Punar Muzika Bhava, again you become a mouse. Literally, you will become a mouse. If you do not take advantage of the mercy of the spiritual master, I guarantee you, you'll become a mouse. In due course of time, with the karmic laws. So don't become a mouse. Don't be a louse. A louse is a creep, you know. A creep. A louse means like a miser, yeah, a louse. Get out of this place. Become humble. Give up your false ego. Humble yourself before Krishna's representative. And get out of this nightmare called the material existence. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. žmogaus kūnas yra kaip mašina ir kad nereikia, nu, tarkim, jeigu serga žmogas, tai nesąmonė ir galvoti, kad reikia kūnui duoti pailsėti, nes, sako, juk mašina važiuoja, tai mes nesakom, kad, va, jau pavargo mašina, reikia duoti jai pailsėti. Ir ar tai tiesa, ir kur yra žaba to, nu, tarkim, jeigu serga vis tiek, nu, mes labai priklausom nuo savo kūno. Ir kaip žinoti, kada reikia iš tikrųjų, ar reikia duoti pailsėtam kūną, ar tai, ką Maharadžas sakė, buvo tiesa, kad iš tikrųjų nesąmonė.
Maharadžas tai sanyasi. One sanyasi has told that if you have a car, and he compared that car to the body, that our body is like a car. And he said that if your car becomes broken, you should still go on, you shouldn't fix it, because you're not this car, so there is no point in fixing the car. So is it true? And if it's not true, then where is the line? Where should we take that we need to fix it, or is it just a normal condition?
If you're driving a car from here to a destination and the car breaks down, you have to fix the car, don't you?
Jeigu jūs iš čia važiuojate kokią nors kitą vietą ir mašina sugenda, tai juk reikia tą mašiną pataisyti, ar ne taip?
What good is to have a car if it doesn't work?
Kokia nauda iš vis iš automobilio, jeigu jis neveikia?
Actually, this point that he has made is not correct.
Iš tikrųjų, tas, tai, ką jis pasakė, nėra teisinga.
There's, according to Prabhupada's teachings, there's three things that have to be taken care of immediately.
Pagal Prabhupados mokymus yra trys dalykai, kuris reikia iš kart pasirūpinti, neatidėliojant.
The first one is debt.
Pirmas dalykas yra mirtis.
If you're in debt, you have to get rid of your debts as soon as possible.
Ir jeigu turite skolą, tai turite atiduoti ją iš kart.
The second one is fire.
Kita problema yra ugnis.
If there's a fire in your house, you have to extinguish it immediately.
Jeigu yra gaisras, namuose kyla, reikia iš karto užgesinti.
And the third one is disease.
O trečias yra liga.
If your body is sick, you have to immediately take care to bring your body back to health.
Jeigu kūnas pradeda sirgti, iš karto reikia imtis priemonių, kad pasveiktų.
If someone says, well, what is the proof?
Kažkas gali sakyti, o kur įrodymas?
Just see how, what good care Prabhupada took of his health.
Tai pažiūrėkite, kaip gerai savo sveikata rūpinosi Šrila Prabhupada.
If he needed medical care, he would go to a doctor.
Jeigu jam reikėjo medicinės pagalbos, jis
eidavo. Or the doctor would come to him.
Arba daktaras ateidavo pas jį.
So this idea that the body is not you, so you can neglect it, is ridiculous.
Tai šita mintis, kad tu nesi kūnas, dėl to nereikia rūpintis, yra kvaila.
Another proof.
Kitas įrodymas.
Sanatan Goswami had sores all over his body. He was oozing out pus from all over his body. It was horrible. So Lord Chaitanya, out of affection, would embrace him. And Lord Chaitanya would get all of Sanatana Goswami's pus on his body. So Sanatana Goswami felt so bad, he thought, well, I'm just going to commit suicide. So what did Lord Chaitanya say? He chastised him very strongly. He said, that body does not belong to you. That's my body. It belongs to my property. And there's many things I want to accomplish using your body. So your body is not your property, it belongs to Krishna. And Krishna has many things he wants to accomplish using that body that he has given in your care. So if you don't take care of that body, you are being negligent in your service to Krishna.
Tad jeigu to kūnų nesirūpina, tai reiškia, esat neatsakingi savo tarnystėje Krishna.
Therefore, you must always keep that body in first class shape.
Todėl visą laiką reikia kūną palaikyti aukščiausio lygio formoje.
By rising early.
Keliantis anksti.
Taking bath.
Maudantis.
Chanting at least 16 rounds of meditative Hare Krishna Japa Mala daily.
Kartoti bent 16 ratų.
Taking only Krishna Prasadam.
Hare Krishna mantras, valgyti tik tai.
What you require and not more than that.
Tik tiek, kiek reikia, kiek būtina, o ne daugiau.
And strictly avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. If you will stay regulated in your habits, you will naturally be healthy. And if you get sick, you must take medical help. So your service is not diminished due to the sickness.
Kad jūsų tarnystė nesumažėtų ar nepablogėtų dėl ligos.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Labai ačiū už paskaitą. Norėjau paklausti, kokie veiksniai padeda pakilti iki suvokimo lygio, kad mes esam sielos, sakyk, Brahma būtos.
I wanted to ask what helps us to raise to the platform of understanding that we are not just body but we are soul. Brahma Bhuta.
Yes. There's three things that you must do.
Yra trys dalykai, kuriuos privalote padaryti.
If you want to realize that you're fully well, that you're not your body.
Jei norite pilnai suvokti, kad nesate kūnas.
Number one, take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Pirmas, tai priimti dvasinio mokytojo prieglaudą.
Number two, get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master.
Antras, gauti iniciaciją.
Number three, become fully obedient to his instructions.
O trečias, pilnai paklusti jo nurodymams.
If you will simply do these three things,
jeigu padarysite šitos tris dalykus,
you'll become realized in Krishna consciousness.
Tada tapsite, suvoksite Krishna sąmonę.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Antrą klausimą norėjau paklausti, kodėl būna, kad kartais mes norim priimti to autoriteto viršesnio ir kaip va, perlipti per tą savo kažkokį netikro ego, kuris trukdo priimti viršesnį autoritetą.
How it so happens that sometimes we do not want to accept the higher authorities, so how to overcome this false ego and do it anyway?
Yes, this is our disease.
Taip, tai mūsų liga.
I do not want to accept any higher authority.
Nenoriu priimti jokio aukštesnio autoriteto.
Because I think that I'm the higher authority.
Yes, manau, kad aš pats aukštesnis autoritetas.
That's the rascal mind.
Taip veikia niekšingas protas.
So how to conquer the mind?
Ir kaip šitą protą įveikti?
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives very good advice.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur duoda gerą patarimą.
He said, every morning you must beat your mind with shoes 100 times.
Kiekvieną rytą reikia protą daužyti su batu 100 kartų.
And in the evening you must beat with broomstick 100 times.
O vakare su šluota irgi 100 kartų.
So you must tell your mind, my you stupid fool.
Reikia protui įsakyti, kad
don't you realize that your puffed up attitude of not wanting to accept any authority has kept me in this cycle of birth and death for millions of births?
Kad kvaili, kartu nesupranti, kad tavo šitas nenoras paklusti aukštesniam autoritetui milijonus gyvenimų mane.
So my dear rascal mind, you must stop trying to be my authority. You are a false guru, a bogus guru. My dear mind, you're simply a bogus guru. I'm not going to follow you anymore. Now I'm going to take a bona fide guru.
Brangus protė, tu netikras guru, apsimetėlis, dabar aš priimsiu tikrą.
And the bona fide guru, he is the higher authority.
O tikras guru, tai jis yra aukštesnis autoritetas.
And he has created an institution called ISKCON.
Ir jis įkūrė bendruomenę, vadinamą ISKCON.
Which represents him.
Kuri atstovauja jį.
So within that society, there are authorities. There are GBC, temple presidents, regional secretaries.
Ir šioje bendruomenėje yra daug autoritetų, ir GBC, ir šventikų prezidentai, ir taip toliau.
So one should follow one's authority within ISKCON because he is a representative of your of Guru and of one's initiating Guru and also of Srila Prabhupada.
Ir reikėtų sekti šitais autoritetais, nes jie atstovauja ir inicijuojančiam mokytojui ir Srila Prabhupadai.
So it's a matter of intelligence, really.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra intelekto išminties klausimas.
Since you have to, our nature is to follow an authority. You cannot deny that's our nature.
Mūsų prigimtis yra kažkokius sekti autoritetų, jos neįmanoma paneigti.
Simply have to follow the authority who's going to liberate you, not the authority who's going to keep you and bound up in birth and death.
Tik reikia pasirinkti tokį autoritetą, kuris jūs išpaduos, o ne tas, kuris jūs laikys surakintą gimimo ir mirties rate.
That's why Guru is required, you see.
Dėl to Guru reikalingas.
Because Guru is your absolute authority.
Guru yra absoliutus autoritetas.
You have to take Guru.
Todėl reikia priimti Guru.
Aren't we naturally accepting the authority? Either we are accepting the real authority or bogus authority.
Yes.
Mes iš tikrųjų vis laik priimam autoritetą kažkokį. Tik tai klausimas, ar tikra, ar netikra, bet kuriuo atveju priimam kažkokį.
Authority we accept.
Autoritetą mes priimam.
Either the bogus authority or the real authority.
Ar netikra, ar tikra.
So you have to learn to distinguish between which authority is bona fide and which authority is bogus.
Ir reikia išmokti atskirti, kuris autoritetas yra tikras, o kuris apsimetėlis.
So that you can fully harmonize yourself with the bona fide authority and completely free yourself from the clutches of the bogus authority.
Kad pilnai harmonizuoti save su tikru autoritetu ir visiškai atsijungti, atsikratyti netikrų.
On the liberated side you have Guru Seva, Krishna Seva.
Įsivadavimo pakopė yra Guru Seva ir Krishna Seva.
That line of authority will liberate you.
Toks autoriteto priėmimas išvaduos.
On the other side of the coin you have Indriya Seva, serving your senses and serving your mind.
O kitoj pusėje yra tarnystė juslėm ir protui.
That seva will kill you.
Tokia tarnystė pražudys jus.
The seva to Guru and Krishna will liberate you, make you deathless.
Tarnystė Guru ir Krishna išvaduos jus ir padarys nemirtingu.
So you have to decide, do you want deathlessness or do you want death?
Ir turite nuspręsti, ar norite nemirtingumo ar mirties.
The bogus authority will take you to death.
Ir tas apsimetėlis autoritetas jus prives prie mirties.
The bona fide authority will take you to deathlessness.
O tikras autoritetas prives prie nemirtingumo.
Follower you must be. But you have to find the proper person to follow.
Todėl reikia rasti tinkamą asmenybę, kurią.
That's the bona fide spiritual master.
Tai yra bona fide dvasinis mokytojas.
And then he will instruct you because he is a loyal ISKCON member.
Ir jis tada jūs pamokys, nurodys, nes jis yra lojalus ISKCONo narys.
He will instruct you to follow your ISKCON authorities.
Jis jums nurodys sekti savo ISKCONo autoritetais.
Because that's what Prabhupada wants everyone to do.
Nes to nori Prabhupada.
Yes.
Rikišin, norėjau paklausti, O kaip dabar skaitosi Harikeshas Svamis? Ar jisai autoritetas buvo, ar jisai iš vis nebuvo autoritetas iki to laiko, kol turėjo ten 10,000 mokinių ir po to, kaip jis pasitraukė ir dabar jisai kaip ir skaitosi. Ir tada reiškia, ir anksčiaus ne autoritetas buvo, bet visi juos sekė.
How can we understand then the example of Harikeshas Svami? Was he actually an authority when he was in a good spot, in a good...
When he was fixed up, he was an authority, yeah.
Taip, tuo metu, kai jis sekė visko, tai jis buvo geras autoritetas.
When he is obediently following Srila Prabhupada, he was definitely an authority.
Kai jis paklusniai sekė Srila Prabhupada, tai be abejonės buvo autoritetas.
Actually, he was an empowered authority, spiritually empowered.
Jis buvo dvasiškai įgalintas autoritetas.
But when he became disobedient to Srila Prabhupada,
bet kai pradėjo nepaklusti Srila Prabhupadai,
Ponera Musica Bhava, again he became a mouse.
Yes.
Okay, next question, yeah.
Kaip pažinti autoritetą? Dvasinį mokytoją. Kaip jį pažinti?
How to recognize the spiritual master?
Spiritual master is described in the Mundaka Upanishad. Very simple terms. Shrotiyam Brahmanishtam. Shrotiyam means he has heard the Vedic wisdom from the bona fide authorities. And he always purely speaks the Vedic wisdom that he's heard from higher authorities. He's a pure transmitter of Shastric wisdom. He never interjects his own new philosophy. He simply presents the conclusions in their original pure form coming from the great Vaishnava Acharyas. That's the meaning of Shrutiyam. And the other term used in the Upanishad is Brahmanishtam. Srila Prabhupada means this means he is fixed in Krishna consciousness. He's always thinking about Krishna. He's always hearing about Krishna. He's always talking about Krishna. He's always bowing down to Krishna. He's always absorbing himself in Krishna's service. He's trying to revolutionize the entire material world with Krishna consciousness. These are some of the symptoms. Also, if you study the Gavastakam prayers, you'll see the symptoms are described there very nicely. Spiritual master is just like a rain cloud extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. He's always engaged in the worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. There are many descriptions. And then I think you had a question, yeah.
Būna kartais tikrai ne pačių geriausių dienų, kuomet protas atrodo toks aktyvus ir taip sugeba tave pamerdinti mają, nepaisant to, kad mes ir savo ratus, kaip begalime, stengdamiesi sukartojam, skaitom Prabhupados knygas, kad belieka, tarsi kyla noras atsiriboti nuo pasaulio ir tiesiog pasinerti tarnystę ir visiškai už... visiškai atsiriboti nuo to išorinio pasaulio, kartais galbūt ir taip ignoruojant tam tikrus žmonės, kurie yra šalia. Ir ar tai yra teisingas sprendimas tais atvejais, ar kažkaip kitaip reikėtų elgtis?
Sometimes, even when we try to live spiritually, follow sadhana and everything, still during the day the mind is disturbed and it's kind of hard experience, it's a painful experience, and so sometimes the mind I want to concentrate all my attention to Krishna and service to him and kind of ignore the people around and the world around. Is it a good thing, or is it something bad?
Bahir Nasinga Hridaye Nasinga. You have to manifest Krishna consciousness both internally and externally.
Turite išmokti Krishna sąmonę išreikšti tiek savo viduje, tiek išoriškai.
That's why preaching is very important.
Dėl to pamokslavimas yra labai svarbu.
You have to have a program of giving Krishna to the world.
Turite turėti kažkokią programą, būdą, kaip pasauliui duoti Krishna.
Because in this way, being in the material world will not divert your mind from Krishna.
Nes tokiu būdu gyvenimas materialiame pasaulyje nenukreips jūsų proto nuo Krishnos.
So you have your own sadhana, your meditation on the holy name, your studying, all these things, that's your internal cleansing.
Ir jūs turite savo sadaną, kartuočiu antus vardus, klausote, skaito, taip toliau, ir tai jūsų vidinė sadana.
But along with purifying your heart,
bet šalia to, kad ir savo širdį valyti,
you must also embrace the agenda of purifying this planet.
Taip pat reikėtų priimti nuotaiką, norą ir apvalyti šitą planetą.
Book distribution,
tai yra knygų platinimas,
Prasadam distribution,
prasada platinimas,
Harinam Sankirtan,
Harinama Sankirtan,
home programs, preaching, cultivating people.
Namų programas, žmonių kultivavimas.
Every devotee should have a twofold program, internal and external.
Kiekvienas devotas turi turėti šitą dviejopą programą ir vidui kultivuoti Krishna sąmonę ir išorėje.
Cultivating his own Krishna consciousness.
Kultivuoti savo pačią Krishna sąmonę.
And simultaneously engaged in trying to give Krishna to everyone.
Ir tuo pat metu stengtis Krishna duoti visiems.
In fact, the order that Krishna gives to surrender to him.
Ir Krishna duoda vieną iš nurodymų atsiduoti.
Sarva dharman pritya jamame kangshalanam vrijam. That order. Srila Prabhupada explains that in the Kali Yuga that order takes the form of Lord Chaitanya's order, Jari Deka Tadikara Krishna Upadesh.
Prabhupada aiškina, kad Krishnos nurodymas atsiduoti jam šiame amžiuje priema viešpatės Čaitanjos duota metodą.
So you have to become a guru.
Kuriame sakoma, kad visiems pasakok apie
Krishna. One who teaches others about Krishna.
Ir todėl turite tap guru, tas, kuris pasakoja kitiems apie Krishna.
We are a whole movement of gurus.
Ir visas mūsų judėjimas yra sudarytas.
Every ISKCON devotee is supposed to be a guru.
Kiekvienas ISKCONo atsidavęs turėtų būti guru.
Not initiating guru, but instructing guru.
Neinicijuojantis, bet pamokantis.
To tell people about Krishna.
Ir pasakot žmonėm apie Krishna.
So if you will see the world as an opportunity for spreading Krishna consciousness, it will no longer pollute your mind and divert you from Krishna consciousness.
Ir jeigu pasaulį matysite tik kaip vietą, kur galite skleisti Krishna sąmonę, tai daugiau tas pasaulis jūsų proto jokiais būdais, jokiomis formomis neužterš, nepavyks.
So is it only the going out and preaching and doing program and prasadam mission, what about the temple services?
Tai kaip čia išeina, kad tik tai pamokslaujant ir reiškia skleidžiant tą Krishnos sąmonę, o kaip šventyklos tarnystės?
The temple is the focal center of the outreach program.
Šventykla yra centras pamokslavimo.
Just like in the war.
Panašiai kaip kare.
The airplanes are going out and they're dropping bombs.
Skrido lėktuvai, mėto bombas.
But the Air Force base is there.
Bet
the Air Force base.
Bet taip pat yra ir oro bazė.
After doing their bombing mission, they come back to the Air Force base.
Atlikę savo bombardavimą, lėktuvai grįžta į bazę.
They get more fuel.
Pasipildo degalų.
They get more bombs.
Bombų pasikrauna.
The pilot can take some rest and take bath and have something to eat.
Pilotai gali pamiegoti, pailsėti, pavalgyti.
And then he goes back out on another bombing mission.
Ir toliau keliauja bombarduoti.
So for the war to be, can we wage war successfully if we don't maintain the Air Force base?
Ir ar įmanoma laimėti karą, nepalaikant oro bazės, neprižiūrint.
So the devotee who stays back and does the devotees are at the temple doing the temple service. They're part of the war also on Maya. I never forget, many years ago, I was in the Houston temple. And this temple was completely geared up for book distribution. The whole temple would go out every day on book distribution. After breakfast, everybody headed out and they come back in the evening. 6 days a week. But they had to have one devotee stay back. To cook the, you know, cook the offerings, offer the artis, answer the phone, greet the guest, etc. So I got to do the austerity. It was a heavy yagya, let me tell you. Every arti, I had to make the plates, offer the arti, clean and transfer the plates, clean the plates, cook the deity sweets. It was so intense. It was so heavy, I didn't have any time to study. Except for once a week, when I was cooking the burfi. That was the only chance, only time I could pick up a book the whole week when I was cooking. That's how intense it was. So devotees are doing deity service. They're doing, I was told by the GBC. He said, by cooking for the book distributors, you also get the same mercy. So whatever your designated service is, if you're at the temple, then you make the temple a very powerful place. Anybody who comes in there is going to become a devotee as soon as they walk in the door by the atmosphere. It's so powerful. The temple is the most powerful preaching place we have, actually. It's not a place for eating and sleeping. It's the best preaching spot. So always keep the temple as a preaching place, not an eating and sleeping place.
I was just thinking, Prabhupada said, when we have the deities, we have to have certain number of pujaris, not just one person.
Prabhupada yra sakęs, kad jeigu turim devybės, tai reikia mums bent jau kažkokio minimalaus skaičiaus pujarių, o ne tai, kad vieno tik tai.
Yeah, actually there was another pujari that helped in the morning before he went on book distribution. Dharma Bhavanam. On Sunday, though, we had a big crew in the kitchen, yeah. Everybody came in Sunday. But the rest of the week, everything was on my shoulder.
One deity worship can be okay, but what about cooking for the devotees?
I had to do all of it.
100 devotees, lunch and everything?
Oh, no, there was only about 20... 15 devotees.
So then it's
yeah.
A small crew, yeah. It's okay, but when the 100 devotees are there...
Well, if it's a fact, if you need a big crew, then that's up to the management. The temple president has to organize properly how many devotees stay back, how many devotees go out. But everybody should be fully in the preaching mood and fully in the service of pleasing the deities also.
Ir čia priklauso nuo šventyklos vadovų, kad jie tinkamai sureguliuotų, kiek eina, platinti, kiek neina.
You can see it from two perspectives, and both are perfect.
Galima tai žiūrėti iš dviejų perspektyvų ir abi jos...
Actually, you can see, there's Bhagavat Marg and Pancharatrika Marg. Both are bona fide.
Yra ir Bhagavat Marg ir Pancharatrika Marg, abi jos tinkamos, o dar tinkamos.
So you can see it from the perspective of deity worship, or you can see it from the perspective of preaching.
Galima žiūrėti ir...
That actually everything is being done as service to the deities. The deities want more followers. So book distribution is actually deity seva. I'm going out to get more servants, recruit more servants for Nittai Gaurachandra. So everyone should understand that Lord Chaitanya is right here. Here's also Lord
Chaitanya.
So the temple should be very clean. In fact, it shouldn't be just clean, it must be revolutionary clean. I was actually very happy this morning when I arrived at our ISKCON temple. I saw the shoes were very neatly arranged in the shoe rack. So the temple should be very neat and clean.
Pashad, everything should be managed very nicely so there's no prashadam being wasted. Everything should be neat and clean in first class organization. And we actually gave a whole lecture last night in Vilnius about the didn't come through yet. Well, I'll read it tomorrow then. There was an email we got from the Vilnius Temple. Let's see here. No. So, the temple should be very first class. Everything organized very nicely, first class. Then the preachers will be very inspired. And everyone should go out for preaching as much as possible, also Prabhupada said. Does that answer your question?
I think for practical reasons that there should be many devotees, as Prabhupada said, can be serving the deities. Otherwise, if one person is doing all the time, if they are not strong, they fall into maya.
Yeah, but Prabhupada said that before we install deities, there should be many pujaris available. Actually, the deity worship should be, Prabhupada also, there's nobody more fortunate than the pujari of the deities. So, any devotee who's second initiated, he should be very eager, asking, when can I offer an arti? When can I cook an offering? All the second initiates should be bugging the temple president, begging for their opportunity to serve the deities. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Kaip
atskirti tikrą atsižadėjimą nuo dirbtinio ir kaip išsiugdyti tikrą atsižadėjimą?
How to recognize if our renunciation is real or artificial and how to develop real renunciation?
If by your renunciation you're becoming more Krishna conscious, then it's real. And you're becoming less Krishna conscious by your renunciation, then it's not real. So how do you know if you're awakening your Krishna consciousness? When you chant your japa, you'll know. If the name is bitter, you're not doing a very good job. You have to find out how to improve. But if the name is sweeter than the sweetest honey, then you know you're on the right track. Yeah. Okay, so one more question, and then we'll...
Kaip kovoti su savo egoizmu? Su savim?
Savo
egoizmu. Ego.
Bet kas tas ego?
Taip. Nu, šeimoje, aš daugiau šeimoje.
Šeimos aplikoje.
Taip.
How to fight with your own ego, the selfishness in a family environment?
How to do what with it?
Fight.
How to fight it? By being the servant of all your family members.
Būnant visų savo šeimos narių tarnu.
Servant means connecting them with Krishna.
O tarnas reiškia sujungti juos šeimos narius su Krishna.
So your family devotees, they're non-devotees.
Ar jūsų šeima atsidavė ar ne?
They're non-devotees. Non-devotees. Well, by trying to give Krishna to them as best you can.
Ir bandykite jiems duoti Krishna tiek, kiek jiems išeina.
That's what you have to do. You have to somehow give them Krishna. That is the Shastra. You should not become a husband unless you can deliver your wife from birth and death.
Sako Šastra, nereikėtų tapti vyru, jeigu negali savo žmonos išvaduoti iš gimimo mirties rato.
And you should not become a father unless you can deliver your children from birth.
Taip pat negalima tapti tėvu, jeigu negali išvaduoti savo vaikų.
So now you've already become a father and a husband. So now you have, this you're talking about your wife and children?
Ar jūs kalbate apie savo žmoną ir vaikus?
Apie žmoną.
More of a wife.
A wife. Well, it's your duty to save him.
Tai jūsų pareiga ją išgelbėti.
If not, if nothing else, bring her. Always bring her a nice prasadam when you come to the temple. They say that cooking is the way to capture the conditions. Prasadam is the way to capture the conditioned souls. You had a question? We'll sneak it. We'll let her in. Go ahead. Jena has a question.
Norėjau paklausti, ar jeigu, tarkim, kartoji tik vieną arba du ratus džiapos, ar reikėtų iš karto pradėti kartoti 16, ar po truputėlį kelti tos džiapos skaičius?
If I'm Chen.
Nu, nes, tarkim, jeigu aš norėčiau mokyti, nu, vis sako, kad reikia priimti mokyti ir norim priimti mokyti, reikia 16 ratų kartoti. Tai vėl to toks klausimas kilo.
I'm chanting one or two rounds of japa every day. But I also have a desire to accept spiritual master. So should I jump to 16 rounds or should I just go step by step?
Well, I started 16 the first day. I never did the step by step thing.
Aš pradėjau nuo 16 jau pirmą dieną šito užsiėmimo palaipsniui.
On day one, I chanted 16 rounds and I never stopped.
Ir nuo tos pirmos dienos, kai pradėjau kartoti.
So I recommend. Go for it, 16.
Ir aš rekomenduoju. Iškart 16 griebkis.
I'd like to see you get initiated very soon, that'd be nice.
Ir man patiktų, jeigu jūs greit inicijuotumės.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Taigi, sustosime čia.
Now we have another, who will announce? Thank you very much, Prabhupada Ki Jai.